All right, we're on Daf Lamed Hey. Perek Chof Ches. Koyach. So, over the past several programs, the Baltaid has been addressing the issues of people who get down and out about various things. He began with talking to people who get down and out about physical tzaras, and said that we need to have bitachon, and that which appears to be negative is really positive, it's higher, it's deeper, it's greater. If it's because of bad thoughts that come upon people and shter a person, he says, you're delusional. That's life. And recognize that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Alei Sasuru. And now we're going to go into the next step of what a person might get upset about. Okay, Perek Chof Ches. V'afilum noiflim lo hirure taibis. Even if a person is overcome, or falls into his mind, thoughts of lusts and desires, v'shar machshavei zoreis, and other forms of extraneous thoughts, zoreis means strange, language of zar, v'shar sa'aveda, and what to make matters worse, the last parak he was talking about that these thoughts occur to the person while he's working, or while he's peeling potatoes. Here, he says, these thoughts come over the person during his serving of Hashem. B'teira.
He's not abandoning anymore. Or is it?
Yeah. B'teira, while he's studying Torah, or B'tvila, or while he's davening. Can you imagine extraneous thoughts while a person is davening?
What did you say?
B'kavana is al yoshis. Listen very careful to these words, because this is going to be the entire focus of where we're going. Al yoshis lev aleihem. Do not pay attention to those thoughts. Ele yisiach daitoy mehem kirega. Immediately take your mind off of them. Veer your thoughts away to other things. Moreover, vigam al yihi shoite, do not be an idiot. Lasoik, to dabble, behalois hamidois, to elevate the character traits, shel hamachshava zara, of that foreign thought, kinoida, as is known, that some people do that. Don't be an idiot. Don't get involved. Why not? Ki lo nemru dvarim ahem elo litzadikim. The entire subject, the musig, the idea of elevating thoughts, is only for great people. That refers to other people who, for them, they are extraneous, foreign thoughts. Meaning, left to their own devices, they only have holy thoughts. Clearly, if these thoughts occur to them, these thoughts must be somebody else's thoughts, because they sure ain't mine. Right? Then you could begin to dabble in, where do these come from? And what are they all about? But somebody who has thoughts that are his own, from his own evil, that's in his own heart, in the left chamber, is how can the person contemplate trying to elevate thoughts upwardly when he's in the cesspool with the thoughts? So, you can't elevate something unless you are elevated. When you're down in the dumps, and the thoughts are one's own thoughts. They're not strange thoughts at all. A guy came to one of the tzaddikim and said, I'm having machshav azoros. He says, you are not. You're having your own thoughts. Why do you think you're having foreign thoughts? Those are very much your own, right? Ah, nonetheless, afal pikein al yipid libay bikirbay. Despite that, don't get down about this. Liyos mizeh otzev nivzeh, to be depressed and disgraced, while you're trying to serve. Because service has got to take place with tremendous joy. Quite the contrary, person should strengthen themselves more. And he should put forth all of his strength to focus on the intent of the prayer. With even greater joy now that he has this awful thought. Why? Bisum oyeli boy, because when the person pays attention to the fact, when he thinks about, hey, why am I having this thought now? This thought is coming to me from the dark side in the left chamber, as he discussed earlier. Hey, why is this guy all of a sudden popping in now? He's coming to me because he recognizes that there's something special that's going to be happening here when I want to daven. So all of a sudden, he's putting up a fight. He now recognizes, hey, I don't want this to happen. And everybody knows that the way of warriors, or people who wrestle with one another, when one of them wants to put forth the effort to win, so the other guy ain't going to take it sitting down. He's going to put forth all of his efforts to be able to win the fight. So the simon to know that you're putting up some kind of fight against evil is that all of a sudden, evil's showing up with his own agenda. And that's a good, healthy sign. So instead of getting down, you should be excited about the fact that if evil's putting up a fight, there must really be something healthy going on here. Ulechein, for this reason, kishenefesh velekis misametzes, when the godly soul puts forth its strength, umizgaberes lihisbalol, and it's overcoming, it's putting forth strength to daven, is azai gama klipa mizgaberes kinegdo. So the dark side is going to put forth its gvur, its strength, opposite it, levalvela, to confuse her, and to throw down the godly soul with its foreign thoughts, and don't take this like the world errs. And notice here he calls them errors. He doesn't call them shaitim. Earlier he called them idiots. Here he says, not like the people who make a mistake, that they want to prove minafilas hamachshav azara, from the thoughts michlal shein tefilasim klom. Most of us conclude and say, you know what, for the fact that God isn't letting me pray because I'm being bombarded by all these other agendas, clearly God doesn't want my prayer. Right? That's a logical way that every good person who suffered from a Jewish mother, right? It's the reality of Jewish guilt, right? Oh, clearly Hashem doesn't want my prayers, because if he wanted my prayers, he would never have these thoughts enter my mind, right? She'ilu yisbala kiro yivinochet, if I would only be davening decently, lo yinoifili machshav azaras, I would never have these awful thoughts. So the mere fact that I'm having these awful thoughts during davening is clear that God has no interest in my prayer. That's the way people who are erroneous think. But va'emes hayakidvareyem, their agenda would be true imayis nefesh achas levada, if we would be people that only have one soul, there'd only be one presence within us davening, and he amis valales, she would be the one davening vihi amachshev omeharas amachshev azaras. So if there'd be one soul within us, and that one soul was the one who was having these terrible thoughts during davening, so then it would be true that it's clear that God's not interested in my prayers. But avo be'em is lamita, but in the truth, there's a war going on inside of us between two different souls, but ma'ichah shaladim, in the mind. V'chol achas chefetze v'ritzoyin alim shalboi. Each one of these two souls that we have inside us wants to rule over us. V'liyaz ha'moyach mimul la'memen alavad, and it wants that the mind should only be filled with its agenda. So the so all the proper exalted thoughts of Torah and fear of God from the godly soul, and all of the matters of the world from the agenda of the animal soul, it's only that at that moment the godly soul right now is alive in the person. Meaning, there are the human mind has the capacity to only think one agenda at a time. So the you get up to daven, so the godly soul says, hey, it's my time. Now I'm going to think about godly souls. Comes the animal soul, says, no, not so quick, pepperoni. You got checks you got to pay. You got women you want to see. You got all kinds of... So now there's a war going on. Who's going to run this show? So due to the fact that there's two different agendas going on at the same time, and the human mind can only be occupied by one, so there's a war. each one wants to be Mizgaber, but to take it as the thought that God is rejecting my prayer, he says it's foolish because it's not the one, that's not the voice that's speaking. The godly soul wants to daven. It's the other guy who's got his agendas going on.
What does it say here, before it says belief?
Because that's where the process starts.
Oh, he's going back to that.
Right, he is the Mayach Shalat al Alev guy.
What does he mean when he says Rak Shalok He's Malubeshes Ba?
It's only that at the moment that that he's trying to daven, that the godly soul is operating the mind at that moment. Right, the who is Malubesh in the mind? Meaning the mind can only operate the agenda of either the godly soul, it's Malovish in the godly soul, or it's going to be Malovish in the animal soul. It depends who's working at that time. So he says, you want a physical example, I'm going to give you a physical example. V'hu kimashal adam hamispal bikavana. He says, I want to put this into graphic terms for you. You got a Jew who gets up to daven bikavana. He goes to the mikveh and he says tilim and he gives tzedakah and he drinks two coffees. And when he gets up to daven, right opposite him, a Ovid Galilim Rasha, a wicked idolater, gets up right opposite him, Umesiach Umedabrimoi, and he gets up to shmooze and talk with him, Kedei Levalvaloi, in order to distract him and confuse him. Shebevadai. So now, you're trying to daven, yeah? You got the picture, tiles and tefillin. You got a guy with a big cross standing opposite you. Nah, right? Trying to confuse you. Now. And the guy is mamish. He's talking to you about all kinds of things. He says, come on. How do you deal with it? Isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious? Don't get involved with him. Don't talk to him. The only way to deal with somebody like that is to make yourself like a person who's deaf, who's not listening to him. And to fulfill that, what the pasuk says, do not answer the fool in his foolishness. Because if you answer him, you're as stupid as he is. Don't answer him. He says, therefore I'm telling you, look at how harsh he is. Don't answer, don't respond to, don't deal with the thoughts that are coming into your head during davening. Do not dabble with them. If you wrestle with somebody who's filthy, you're going to get dirty. You got to make yourself like you don't know one, you don't hear. These thoughts that fell into your mind. And get them out of your head. And quite the contrary, put forth as much strength as you can. In the strength of your intent. Now, what happens if a person tries their hardest to get the thoughts out of their head and segeinished? It's not going. I can't get them out of my head. Because they're very, very distracting thoughts. Then the etzah is to break one's heart to Hashem. And one should begin to plead with Hashem in their heart, in their thoughts, to have pity on him, in his tremendous compassion, like a father has compassion on his children, that are drawn from his mayach. And so too should Hashem have compassion over his soul, that stems from him, to save her, from the wicked waters, and Hashem will do that. If a Jew pleads with Hashem to have pity and compassion on him because he's losing it, and he can't focus, and he breaks his heart, Hashem will have compassion. Ki chelik Hashem mamish amoy. because Hashem's nation is literally a portion of godliness. The Baal Tanya leaves no doubt here that the concept of trying to elevate these thoughts or find their source or use them as a springboard for higher and deeper appreciation of God or godliness or any form of love Hashem or fear Hashem is stupidity. Don't be a shite. Don't be an idiot. Okay? What's he talking about? What's he referring to? So, we'll first go to the opposite extreme, and then we'll go to some of the sources that discuss this. So there's a character. Here, pass these around, please. There was a character in the Hasidic world called the Kamarna. Okay? Kamarna is a Chumash, Heichel Bracha. This is just the volume on Bamidbar. Okay? It's 1,000-something pages. He was a Safra Rabbi. He wrote extensively. And he was a disciple of his uncle, who was the Rebbe of Zedichoyev. Was extremely sharp in his teachings, harsh in his opinions. He expresses himself very, very sharply against many, many great people. He washes the floors with Rabbi Yaakov Emden, for instance. He writes in him Harav HaKadosh, the holy Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and then washes the floors about the fact that Rabbi Yaakov Emden questions the authority of the Zohar. Do you have copies there, guys?
Yeah, I was just looking at the beer, sir.
Oh, good. Okay. So I bumped into this totally by mistake. And by the way, most of his stuff is unlearnable because it's deep Kabbalah. I stumbled upon this. They came out with the first volume last year on Bamidbar. They're reprinting it because up until now, it was printed in one long thing without any breaks. So it was virtually impossible to learn. So now it's just practically impossible to learn.
This piece? We bumped into the safe.
This piece. So look on Daf Tuf Nun Beis. It's Parshas Chukas. It's Bamidbar Yud Tes Pasuk Chaf Beis. Says the Kamarna. Va'ata, right hand column.
Halfway down.
Third paragraph. Va'ata achai. And now, you, my brother. Tiyamina meskilim. You should be, you might need this. You should be from those meskilim b'chokhmas in the wisdom of Moran or Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Kadosh, and the Holy of Holies, Rabbi Yisrael B'Hashem, Tzatzal. And he's going to quote directly from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Wrote three different Svarim. He wrote the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, obviously, and he wrote a Sefer called Ben Peres Yosef, also on Sefer Bereishis, where he has, it's packed with quotes from his Rebbe, from the Baal Shem Tov. Rebbe Yaakov Yosef of Pulno was the first of the disciples of the Baal Shem Tov to record the Baal Shem Tov's teachings. And he, this Kamarna, is a wild fan of the Toldos. Quotes him all the time.
Crying cats.
His last name was Katz? Is it Kain?
Yaakov
Yosef. So he says as follows. Here we go. Ki yesh oyer godol b'teich ha-choshech. The Baal Shem Tov taught that there is tremendous light in the darkness. Why? Ki le'sasar ponemine. Because we know that there is no place which can be possibly void of Hashem's presence. A person is obligated to believe that the entirety of the world is suffused with God's presence. And every thought a person has, yesh by mitzias Hashem Yisbarach, has within it God. These are critical words, these five words. Every thought is an entire structure unto itself. When a Jew has a thought, whether it's a small thought or a great thought, you don't have the thing? Copy?
It's five most important words.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hen mipchuse am. Whether the person, listen carefully, whether the person, hen koton, hen godo, whether he is small or great. Okay? Whether the person is from the lowest of Jews, Hein migdayli Yisrael, from the greatest of Jews. Eze machshava rav zara, and the person has a bad or a foreign thought. He ba el adam litakna ula aloisa. This thought is coming to the person to fix it or to elevate it.
It or him.
Wait. It. To elevate the thought. Vize shava bichal adam. This is true of every type of person. Udeloy kiyesh mi shekasav behepech. And not like someone who writes the opposite, that this is only for great people. Vize dvar hevel. A person who says that this is just for great people, those are words of nonsense. Why? Ki hashavu umash v'katim v'gadol. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was found equally in the great and in the small. Ki meina mamin b'zeh. If a person doesn't believe that Hashem is found equally in all places, ein li olav kabbalas malchus shamayim, that's not accepting God's heavenly dominion over all things. Ki mekatze b'metzias Hashem. That person is denying God's existence in certain places. Ki leis hasaponim inei mamish, because there's no place void of Hashem's presence. U'bezeh yuven, says the Taldus. In the Ben Paris Yosef. With this we understand Shema, Shema, Meshaski Noise. The Gemara Bracha says, a Mishnah, somebody who says Shema twice, you silence him. What's that about? Kim Yedeya Shasham Gam Kenu Mitzias Hashem Yisbarach. Because if a person knows that even the first time he said Shema, and it wasn't so hot, there too was the presence of Hashem. Why would he say it again? Va'inyan, here's what the Talmud says. She'en lecha machshava shliyiba kemishleima. There is no thought that does not have in it an entire structure unto itself. Ach, af machshava rov azari, even a bad thought, even a foreign thought. Now, v'ima od amatzadik doyche machshava mimeno. If a righteous person rejects a thought, oz kilu doyche v'hoyrig kemishleima, it's as if he murdered an entire person.
It's an automat tzaddik now.
Yes. Ulapamim. Sometimes. Yesh machshava shetzorach litchoyis al hasofer. Sometimes there are thoughts that need to be burnt and rejected. How do you know? Ki im lo yale miyad b'machshavta b'malas akno lalo yiso. Because if it doesn't immediately occur to a person how to elevate it, oz reshus litchoyis al machshava, then you have the right to reject it. But first, you got to try. Fundamental difference here. First thing you got to do is try to elevate it. And we'll get to that, what that means, probably next week. But first attempt has got to be try fixing it. If it doesn't work, then reject it. How do you know you're allowed to do that? He says, very practical. There's a halacha. Ki abo l'hargach, if somebody comes to kill you, hashkim, get up and kill him. Hashkem b'kadmas ha-seichel l'shoshecha. Get up earlier. Go to your source, to your root. V'hargeyu b'tchiyosa. And reject him and kill him. He says, I'm acknowledging. It's murder. But sometimes murder is permissible. Somebody's trying to kill you, you kill him first. So if it's not allowing itself to be elevated, then you have the right to reject it. Back up to the top page. V'zeh soy d'chiyas soy la-zelzol u'sreifas para. This is the secret of pushing the goat off the cliff and the burning of the paraduma. Right? Sure. Lita toiv minara, to elevate the good from the evil, ulahal is kolab chinas the shoshan, to elevate everything to its source. Because again and again and again, she'ein l'chel dovah sh'layir b'mitziyas Hashem, there is nothing in the world that does not have in it the presence of Hashem. Afilu machshava chitzoynis, even if it's a total secular thought, yesh b'nitzitzin ma'kedusha, there are sparks of kedusha in it. V'im yoymar tevis shel atzvila v'yachzav yoymar p'am sh'aynis. And if a person goes ahead and says something, and davens, and then goes and repeats it, he repeats the things, oh, I didn't think about what I was saying, so I'm going to say it again. He is lowering Hashem's existence. He's saying the first time I said it, God wasn't there. Shemira, he's showing. Shebepam arisha in lehoyasham chas v'shalom metzias Hashem yisbrach. If he repeats it, what he's saying is, well, the first time God was absent, so I got to do it again. That's the nine God. So what should you do? Says the Taldus. He's still quoting the Taldus.
We were absent when we said it.
Right? See, wait, he's still quoting the Taldus now. The Eitzah Tova, I'm giving you good advice now. If a person is overcome with thoughts. Tikunai, the solution is, tell me if this sounds familiar. To lower oneself, to humble oneself like a worm, like hyssop, like non-existence, like dust and earth. Right? That was exactly what the Baltani said at the end. If you can't beat him, lower yourself, humble yourself. And equal yourself to all other matter in the world. He says, if you're finding that you can't daven with lofty thoughts, then just say the words. Daven like everybody else does. If it's done with truth and the person is really humbling himself, evil will depart, then he'll be able to daven again. Ad shebal madregas is pashtus agashvias, until the person literally will be able to disrobe himself from physicality. V'chein yaseb ezar b'pomim yored v'oila, and this will go on many times through davening. The person will ascend and descend. Sounds familiar? U'gvi machshav teishal adam kachem oilamay sh'olam melamayla. Just like the person's thoughts are, that's where he's going to be traveling in the world. U'gvi machshava kach even the fun of inyanim b'may seterim etamayim. No. According to his thoughts, so too will he find himself in his thoughts going from pure things to contaminated things. He adds there, in the Ben Peres Yosef, another very interesting thing, and I heard this, I saw this somewhere else. Listen to this. I should really give you a copy of this. Upamachas, one time, Shoal Hashoyal Memorizal. Somebody came along and asked the Baal Shem Tov. So this is a first-hand witness. He's watching somebody approaching the Baal Shem Tov, okay? And says to him, if I said several words in Krishna and Davini without Kavana, am I allowed to go back a second time and say them with Kavana? Okay? That's what somebody asked the Baal Shem Tov. V'omar b'zeh loshen. Here's what the Baal Shem Tov said in this language. Don't you know that there's nothing in the world void of Hashem's presence? Even extraneous thought has sparks of Kedusha in it. Therefore, if you said some words of davening without any kavana, only with total extraneous thoughts, so that thought came to you in order to elevate the sparks of Kedusha in that thought. And if you're going to go back and say the words a second time, then you're going back and saying the first time God wasn't there. And that is Mekatzer B'Metzias Hashem. Now you're denying God's existence there. Therefore, said the Baal Shem Tov, don't repeat the words.
I'm not talking about, the Shema itself. The Halacha is not
the
Shema itself.
Right. So what should you do? Listen to this Eitzah. Rak yahara b'machshava b'kavana ha-teva sh'omar b'loi kavana. Sometimes one should do this in Shema Esther. All of a sudden you wake up and you're recognizing, oh, I'm by Maidim already. I was absent for the whole thing. Where was I? He says, go back. Do not repeat the words. Look in your sitter, and in your thoughts, think the words. That's what the Baal Shem Tov told him to do.
What's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference?
Because what were you lacking before? Listen,
most
he's saying like this. He's saying, to go back and say the words again, then you're denying that the utterance of the words before had the Metzias of Hashem. What were you lacking? You were lacking Kavana? Good, go back and do the Kavana. It's a brilliant Eitzah. He doesn't need my askama. So you see, this is the anti. And he uses words against the Baal Tanya that these words are hevel, that this is nonsense, right? It's pretty harsh. This isn't the only time he picks on him. Now, let's go to a different...
He doesn't say his name explicitly.
He doesn't say his name.
You have to know that this is what the Baal Tanya
right.
said.
Let's go to the Degel Machne Ephraim. I gave you those copies? No.
The difference is really that he doesn't say you shouldn't abandon them. He says you should at least give it a try and then abandon them.
So even the Kamarna, and when he quotes the Toldos, also acknowledges, try to elevate. If it doesn't go, then shoot him. Then kill him.
Baal Tanya said, well, don't even try.
Baal Tanya says, don't try. Unless you're a tzaddik, do not get involved in the process. So let's go back now and see what are we talking about? What is this all about? So this piece of Degomach Nefraim is off the charts, guys. I mean, this Bichlal, with this part of it, without this part of it, it's just an awesome piece of Dego. It should be two sides of one sheet. Maybe it is two. No, it's one sheet. The Degel is one sheet. The next one is from a different cipher. Here's another copy.
Parshas Akev.
First piece in Parshas Akev. Gorgeous, magnificent piece. Should we do the first paragraph? Let's do the first paragraph, even though it's not relevant. Just too good not to do. Says the Heilige Degel. Now, the Degel's name was Reb Moshe Chaim Ephraim from Sadilkov. He was the son of Adel, who was the Baal Shem Tov's daughter. Okay? And again, he is probably the second largest reservoir of Torah from the Baal Shem. Some things that he learned from the Baal Shem while he was alive, some things he learned from the Baal Shem after he died, some things that the Baal Shem Tov appeared to him in a dream. He had all different kinds of... And he writes clearly which things were Bahakut, which things... Now, why Ekev Tishmut? So the Pasuk says, we're going to go over overtime today. If anybody needs to leave tomorrow, do so at your own peril. Why Ekev Tishmut? Says the Pasuk as well.
Think that you're there.
You got it? Klal Godol. This is a massive rule. Some of the words here are so amazing. Klal Godol Avedis HaBeir Baruch Hu. Here is a general klal, a rule in serving Hashem. HaIkir Hi Amona. The main thing is Amona. What is he talking about? V'al Zeh HaYamazir Adonio V'Zikei Nizal. This, my grandfather used to warn about this. Mazir. What? It is the root, it is the source for all Torah and service. And David HaMelech said this even before my grandfather. And what was that? It was Kol Mitzvah Emunah. All of my mitzvahs, all of your mitzvahs, Hashem are Emunah, Sheker, Edfuni, Azarani. Ikir HaMitzvahs Hi Emunah Lahamin Hashem. The main mitzvah is to trust, to believe in Hashem. Umishu mamin b'Hashem. Anybody who is a true mamin, yochol lihispal b'chayim, will be able to daven every day. Why? Kimu mamin shashem hu mechadish b'chayim tamin ma'aseh bereishis. Because when a person has conviction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews every day, ma'aseh bereishis, creation, is hu b'chayim b'chadosh. So why can't I get up and daven? Yesterday I was a shtunkel all life. Who cares? Today, Hashem recreated me anew. Not only am I new, but everybody around me and everything around me is new. It was just created this morning. So who cares what happened yesterday? We need to daven and to give praise and thanks to He who created everything, and me too. He created me too. Uli ispalel on nafshoi, to pray for my soul. V'nefesh ishti ubanim, for the soul of my wife and children. V'apadasasei, and for my livelihood. V'chol tov, and for all good things. But v'meinim amin b'emuna shleima. But if a person doesn't have conviction, shakadosh baruch hu mechadish b'chol yom, ma'aseh bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews creation every day, is hatfilah v'amitzvis nas netzli k'davar yashan. Mitzvahs get stale, viragil, and common, v'nimas, and revolting, disgusting. L'davar dvar machad m'chayim v'yem. What am I saying? The same things every day. Doesn't it get boring? If I wasn't created anew today, why are you saying the same thing you said yesterday? V'zeh sha'om adoni avizikeni ahidi zamam sh'oisikishin yedavot. Al-Posek, Al-Tashlicheni Le'ezikna. We say in davening, Hashem, do not throw me into old age. Said the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Perish Yazkin Adover Etzlei, don't let my Judaism get old. Lomach Nish Altveren, don't let it get old on me. Kikamayazik negoyim chalishas, just like old age creates weakness. B'chol evori adam, in the limbs of a person. Mach b'shatosh kechaisa, that the person becomes weak. Ulachaloisa yomritzas adam imamchayas adam, and to lachlucha, and to the moisture, the health, and the running of the blood. The same thing happens in spirituality. Something which is old and stale. There's nothing new about it. There's no geschmack in it. There's no life in it. This is what Chazal warned us, that every day, everything we learn should be as if it was new. Kichadoshim labkarim. Rabba Emunasecha, the Pasuk says, every morning, it's Chadash, it's new, great is your Emuna, Pirish ki Ayidei Shechadoshim Lav Karim, Hayinu Sh'atim Echadish B'chayim Tomim Ma'asim Bereishis, says the Degel, if I believe, if I trust, that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world anew, Ayidei Zeh Rabba Emunasecha, Nimtzi Ikka Kol HaTvilav HaMitzvah Emuna, this is why the source of all things is this belief, because it makes every day and every mitzvah opportunity and every tefillah and every word of Torah brand new. I'm not the same person. I never did this mitzvah before. The Mendel of Vitebsky, they said that every Shabbos has never been a Shabbos like this before and never will be another one.
The Hard Knocker said the same thing.
Next paragraph.
Why does he say Ayyadei Zeh Rabba Munasachla? Because of the Amuna, Ayyadei.
Yeah, you're right. It goes both. It's both ways. It's a circular. Right. It's a circular thing. Right. Now he launches a new thing. Listen to this. This goes now to here we go to our thoughts. Even though I don't see any connection between these two paragraphs. Vizeo. This is the meaning that we had in Brachis. Even if a snake is crawling on a person's leg, a person's akiv on their heel, lo yafsik. Don't interrupt. Aval akriv, but if there's a scorpion, paisik. Okay, so for a snake, you're not allowed to stop. For a scorpion, you're allowed to stop. Pirish, ki nochash nikra machshava zara. A nochash, a snake, is a foreign thought. U pirish afila machshava zara misaveves esa adam, even if the person is accosted by being bombarded by thoughts, don't stop davening. Because if a person is convinced that there is a creator, and that creator is the king of the world, so this thought is also orchestrated by Hashem. Hashem sent me the thought so that it too can be elevated in my davening. He gives a great illustration. A person is standing and talking to a king. Can you imagine you're standing and have an audience with the king? And the minister of finance calls, hey, you over there.
What do you think about the Packers?
Right. What do you think? Can't be. You're talking to the king, you don't get any calls from him, your cell phone doesn't ring. Because if someone were to do that in the presence of the king, and another agent, another servant were to call out to him, Yischaev Reish of the Melech, it's off with his head. Ella, Misha Isis, if a person sees that does happen, that while you're standing and talking to the king, somebody calls out to you, well, how did that possibly happen? The only way it could have happened is if the king told him to do it. Mistami Himitzas HaMelech, the only way it could have happened is if the king told him to do it. Or one other possibility. Kideshi Yavin, Shigam HaKayro Yisayu Mafsikai, Tzorech Gamken LaMelech. The reason the guy interrupted him is because that person also needs the king's attention. The only reason that guy didn't come directly to the king is because that person is dressed in filthy clothing or soiled clothing. is b'chem evakesh b'menu. So what he does is he wants to use you as his agent to come to the king on his behalf. Since you know, he knows that you have an appointment to talk to the king, he's hoping that you'll go to the king and plead with the king to take off his soiled clothing, and to dress him with nice, decent clothing, that he too will be able to come before the king himself. That's reason number two. Or Sibas HaKoyroisai, perhaps the reason the other person is calling him, he libchina acheres, is for a totally different reason. Shezeu ratzen amelach shereitzel anasoisai. Maybe this other person was appointed by the king to test him. K'malshal ben amelach im azayna, like the famous marshal that the Zoya amavay b'zayar kodesh, about the king who hired a prostitute to tempt his son to find out if the son can overcome his temptation. So maybe this person was sent by the king to entice him to see if he could distract him.
Is that number two or number three?
Number three. Okay. Number one was he did it with the... Well, it's number... There was really only two.
Okay.
Number one is that that person can't approach the king, so you're acting on his behalf. Number two is that he's there to try distracting you. Says the Toldos, Vido Vida Achasi, I need you to understand that they're both the same. The bottom line is, the distractor is also doing the king's calling. But all of this only works if a person has complete conviction that there's a king in the world, umanhiga, and he's operating the world, umibilade la yonimishas yaldei, and without that king's permission, without the Rebbeinu Shalom's power, no person can lift his hand or his leg. V'achatzich and lead him upon him. Everybody's got to fear him. But if somebody doesn't have this conviction, so then for sure, it's entirely possible that the person calling out to him is trying to separate him from the king, and trying to get him to stop his conversation with the king. I've said enough for somebody who understands. I can't go on with this. Because there's not enough paper in the world to explain this. If you're smart enough, my short version of this will be enough. Somebody who understands this understands exactly what I'm getting at. That's the meaning of, even if a snake is crawling on his heel, you should not interrupt. I will akriv pesik, but a scorpion you should interrupt for. Says the Degel, ki akriv maver b'tikuna my akriv, what's a scorpion? Akar besa d'shchinta chas v'shalom. A scorpion is he who uproots the Shechina. Hanashanafla b'chisar nemuna. It's a person who falls into a lack of conviction. Umemei lebatla memena yira kanal. So he no longer has that awareness. B'vade paisik. Then the interrupter is an interrupter. Aval nachash. But if it's a snake is not someone denying the Shechina. A snake is someone who's bringing these foreign thoughts, then don't stop davening.
He says with Akrov, you should stop davening? Or
It will stop you from davening. Because then you end up elevating the Shechina. By elevating these thoughts, you'll elevate the Shechina Baruch Shemai Aydeh Tvila through davening. He will arouse his heart further to Hashem when he sees the servant of the king dressed in sackcloth and in shmutz. Nebuch. He's back to the snake. Umikolshkem b'nei HaMelech. What happens if it's not a servant of the king who's dressed in sackcloth, but it's a prince? And that prince can't come before his father, the king. He's coming to us to get us in, to get him in. V'zeh yidua, listen to this language. And all of that I've told you is known ayidei ha'oir ha'boir, through the brilliant light asher pasach, that was opened by Adoni Ovi Zikeni, by my grandfather. So this entire concept of introducing these thoughts and bringing them and elevating them is a concept that was introduced through the light of the Baal Shem HaKadosh.
He doesn't flesh out the Akrav.
No, he says the Akrav is denial. That's a person who's fallen from him.
Well, then, if that's the case, then it's always the
one second. Hold on. Let me just wrap this up. So before we go on next week, so we clearly see here from the words of, as the Kamarna quoted from the Toldos, and as the Degel is quoting, and the Toldos quoting the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and as the Degel Machne Ephraim is quoting from the Baal Shem, that one of the fundamental teachings of the Baal Shem Tov was that Leis Asar Ponim, it's a language of the Zohar, there's no place void of Hashem. And if the thought is coming to us, it's coming to be elevated. The Baal Tanya is maintaining, and we'll see next week, other Talmidei HaMagid that say the same thing, that that's for great people who are in control of their thoughts. The Kamarna is insisting it's for everybody. And next week we'll see it, what some of the other Talmidei Baal Shem, including the Emek Tvila from the Chakasar, who was married to the Mittler Rebbe's daughter. So he has both. You see, the Mora Naim has it all over the place. The concept of elevating thought is one of the fundamentals of the Sefer Mora Naim. And he gives practical examples. We'll talk about some of those. How to do it, what it means, and then we'll see kind of the synthesis of how the other Talmidim deal with this concept.
Mora Naim is aligned with Kamarna.